WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, let's check some high school volleyball scores from around the region last night. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, one match last evening went the distance. It was AHST defeating Riverside 3-2. That went 15-12 in the fifth and deciding game in that match last night as the two teams rotated winning each and every game. Also last night in Rolling Hills Conference action, it was a non-conference match, but Peyton Sherdan from the Rolling Hills was defeated by Earlham 3-0. Also around the region last night in tournament play, in those little mini tournaments, it was Bedford over Villisca 2-1. Villisca beat Rockport, Missouri 2-1, and Bedford down Rockport 2-0. Also, it was IKM Manning topping River Valley 2-1. Lawton Bronson beat IKM Manning 2-1. Maple Valley over IKM Manning 2-1. And Maple Valley beat Ridgeview 2-0 in last night's girls volleyball. In other high school news, the Indianola football team has fallen to 0-6 on the season. That's because they had to forfeit their only two wins. School officials discovered on September 1st that two football players and one volleyball player had been competing, even though their grades from the spring semester disqualified them. Principal Trent Grundmeier says he reported the mistake to the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. He called it an oversight. The two bodies imposed the forfeits this past weekend. Thus, the football team's August 19th and August 26th wins have become losses. Indianola's August 30th volleyball match victory also has become a loss for the school. Well, the University of Iowa says its game against Penn State on October 8th will kick off at 2:36 p.m., while Iowa State says its road game against Baylor will start at 6 p.m. that same day. The Hawkeyes, who have this weekend off, will play Northwestern at home on October 15th. That'll be a 6 p.m. contest. They host Indiana at 11 a.m. the following week. The Cyclones also will host Texas at 6 p.m. this Saturday. The starting times for Iowa State's next four games have then yet to be determined. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Mike Slive welcomed Texas A&M as the 13th member of the league on Monday and says he doesn't expect to add another team before the Aggies begin play next season. The SEC announced Sunday that Texas A&M would leave the Big 12 to join the conference next July and will compete in all sports for the 2012-13 academic year. The Aggies are the first newcomers since South Carolina and Arkansas joined the conference in 1992. SEC presidents and chancellors voted unanimously for the move on September 6th, but the official announcement was delayed because of the possibility of legal action from Baylor and other members. In other college football news, Texas safety Nolan Brewster is quitting football because of concussions and post-traumatic migraine headaches. The junior defensive back has a history of concussions and migraines dating back to high school. He suffered a severe concussion in the 17th-ranked Longhorns win over UCLA on September 17th. Also in college football, Florida State cornerback and return specialist Greg Reed was arrested by Tallahassee police Monday morning on charges of resisting arrest and perjury. The police report indicates Reed was trying to protect a friend from his hometown of Valdosta, Georgia, who was being pursued for resisting arrest after being stopped earlier by police. Arkansas coach Bobby Petrino says junior defensive end Tenarius Wright is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks after breaking his arm in Saturday's loss to Alabama and undergoing surgery on Sunday. Wright has 10 tackles for the number 18 Razorbacks. He tied for ninth in the Southeastern Conference with 6 sacks last season. To the NFL now, where Tony Romo was unable to lead the Dallas Cowboys on a single touchdown drive Monday night while playing with a broken rib, but Romo still put the Cowboys in position to earn an 18-16 comeback win over Washington. Dan Bailey put Dallas ahead to stay with his 6th field goal of the night, a 40-yard boot with a minute 57 remaining. Bailey set a rookie record for made field goals in a game while helping Dallas move into a tie with Washington and the New York Giants for the NFC East lead at 2-1. Romo was 22 2 of 36 for 255 yards and one interception, one game after suffering a broken rib and a punctured lung in a win at San Francisco. Felix Jones rushed for a career-high 115 yards despite separating a shoulder versus the 49ers. Redskins quarterback Rex Grossman passed for 250 yards and a touchdown, but also fumbled in the final minute to clinch the outcome. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs showed signs of hope for the first time all season on Sunday. The problem is almost every sign was closely followed by a reason to be disappointed. Leonard Pope scores a touchdown and is called for unsportsmanlike conduct for taking off his helmet. Brandon Flowers picks off a pass and returns at 43 yards, but he gets hurt on the play. The offense puts together a 21-play drive, but they can only get a field goal out of it. Chiefs coach Todd Haley would rather dwell on the positives, though, and for good reason. Kansas City is off to an 0-3 start after a 20-17 loss to the Chargers, with the other defeats coming in lopsided fashion. In other NFL news, the Eagles got some good news a day after their star quarterback was forced to leave a loss to the rival Giants early in the fourth quarter. Coach Andy Reid says a CT scan shows Michael Vick bruised his right hand and did not break it as originally thought. After the game, Vic blasted officials for not calling the roughing the passer penalty on the hit that caused the injury, saying he wants to be treated like other quarterbacks. He apologized for those remarks on Monday. Vic throws left-handed, but it's still uncertain if he'll play Sunday against visiting San Francisco. Also in the NFL, New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez has a minor break in his nose, but has no limitations, and he will play in their next game at Baltimore. That update came a day after he was hit in the face by a Raiders defender and finishing the 34-24 defeat by wearing a visor, which he will do for the next few weeks. Tennessee coach Mike Munchak says receiver Kenny Britt needs season-ending surgery after tearing up his right knee early in Sunday's 17-14 win over Denver. The injury leaves the Titans with four receivers, causing the team to scramble for reinforcements. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Kerry Collins was still being evaluated for a concussion, with coach Jim Caldwell uncertain of the diagnosis. Meanwhile, Colts owner Jim Irsay tweets that there's an outside chance that star quarterback Peyton Manning might return in December. The four-time league MVP has missed all three games this season after his third neck surgery in 19 months, and the Colts are off to an 0-3 start. Some doctors believe the recovery could take 4 months or longer, which could keep Manning out all season. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, in Major League Baseball action in the National League, Atlanta still paces the wild card by one game over St. Louis after the Braves and the Cards both lost last night. Jimmy Rollins homered and Raul Ibanez drove in two runs as Philadelphia rallied to beat the Braves 4-2. Cliff Lee spotted Atlanta a 2-0 lead before picking up his 17th win, allowing five hits in six innings. The Braves are just 9-16 this month. The Cardinals absorbed a 5-4 loss at Houston on Angel Sanchez's RBI bunt in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Cards erased a three-run deficit and tied the game on Lance Berkman's two-run double before losing for only the sixth time in their last 21 games. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh had dropped 12 straight in Milwaukee until Alex Presley hit a leadoff homer and drove in the go-ahead run in the seventh in the Pirates' 9-8 win against the Brewers. Ryan Vogelsong tossed seven shutout innings, and Mike Fontenot laced a two-run triple as San Francisco downed Colorado 3-1. Matt Kemp has 38 homers and 123 RBIs after slugging a three-run homer in the Dodgers' 4-2 win over Arizona. Matt Leto scattered two hits and struck out nine over seven innings as, San Diego blanked Chicago 2-0. Also, it was Cincinnati beating New York Mets 6-5 and Washington topping Florida 6-4. Well, the Boston Red Sox enjoyed a very comfortable 9-game lead over Tampa Bay in the American League wildcard race on September 2nd. It's all gone now. The Rays beat the New York Yankees to pull even with the sputtering Bo Sox. B.J. Upton and Johnny Damon drove in two runs each as the Rays earned a 5-2 victory. The Yanks led 2-0 in the third until Upton hit a two-run double and then scored on Damon's single. James Shields came within one out of his league-leading 12th complete game, limiting the Bombers to two runs and six hits to pick up his 16th victory of the year. In Baltimore, Robert Andino laced a three-run inside-the-park home run in the sixth inning as the Orioles rallied to beat Boston 6-3. Chris Davis had two RBIs, and Vladimir Guerrero became the all-time hits leader among Dominican-born players. Tampa Bay plays two more games against the visiting Yankees, while the Red Sox will play a pair in Baltimore. The LA Angels have been eliminated from the wild card race with their 4-3 loss to visiting Texas last night. The White Sox beat Toronto 4-3 in Ozzie Guillen's final game as Chicago's manager. Tyler Flowers hit a three-run homer, and Dylan Axelrod tossed six shutout innings before the White Sox announced Guillen had been released from his contract. Guillen had 1 year left on his deal and was seeking a pay raise. Also in the AL, it was Doug Fister scattering three hits in eight innings as Detroit clobbered Cleveland 14-0. Melky Cabrera collected his 200th hit, and Mike Moustakas provided a go-ahead homer as Kansas City downed Minnesota 7-3. And also it was Seattle 4-2 over Oakland. The Florida Marlins 80-year-old manager Jack McKeon says he'll retire again after the season, 3 months after taking over the club on an interim basis when Edwin Rodriguez resigned. McKeon is the second oldest manager in Major League history. He jokes that he hopes to come back in a few years to surpass Connie Mack, who managed the Philadelphia Athletics until the age of 87. McKeon also came out of retirement in 2003 and led the Marlins to an improbable World Series title 5 months later. He retired again at the age of 74 after the 2005 season. Connecticut Governor Daniel P. Malloy has confirmed that the University of Connecticut is interested in moving to the Atlantic Coast Conference and says everything now hinges on a decision by the conference about whether it wants to expand to 16 teams. Malloy says he's had a half dozen conversations with UConn President Susan Herbst about the future. He says barring a move to the ACC, you fall back to the Big East. And the University of Arizona says basketball player Kevin Parham was shot this weekend while visiting family in New York City. The New York City Police Department says the shooting occurred early Saturday at a residence in the Bronx. A department spokesman says the Wildcats junior forward suffered gunshot wounds to his left hand and right knee and was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Police say a dispute occurred before the shooting but had no details and no arrests have been made. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.